things might go back to normal. Let's be honest. It feels quite hard work, doesn't it, sometimes, getting to this point. With all of the stuff that is going on, it can feel quite messy, quite difficult to enter into it. It can feel, in fact, a little bit... Did someone just say overwhelming? Yes. It can feel a little bit like this. Overwhelming with stuff, right? So it's hard in this moment to find time with God. It can be a little bit difficult hunting among this stuff for time with God. Would anyone like to come and help me hunt among all this stuff for precious things? Anybody? I'm looking at you guys because you guys are always enthusiastic. Oh, well done, Elaine. Come and see what kind of stuff we've got here. Someone hold up some bits and pieces. You can chuck the baubles back if you want. What kind of things have we got in the stuff, Elaine?
Turkey.
A turkey. Hopefully that's in the oven. If you haven't put it in now, it probably won't cook. What else have we got in there?
You want to see a snowman?
Snowman? Someone hold this up. Go on. It's got to be shown today, and I'm not wearing it. So someone's got to show it. No, no, this one, this one, this one. There you go. What does it say on it?
Angel.
Angel. Happy birthday, Jesus. It didn't quite go with the trousers, sorry.
Angel.
We had it yesterday. We've got angels, we've got decorations, we've got snowflakes. Now, in amongst, I'm just going to tick this a bit this way. Sorry, Elaine. In amongst all this stuff, there are little moments of preciousness. Okay? Can you have a look? Tiny, tiny moments that look like jewels. Can you see how many of these you can find in amongst all of the stuff? Because actually, Christmas can sometimes feel really difficult to find the precious moments with God. They can actually be tiny, but they're glimpses. How many of you found? You guys can go and take those, give them to all the people who weren't brave enough to come up and look through all the mess. Oh, the baby Jesus too. Well done. Are there any more? How many have you found? How many have we got in them? Oh, they're still finding more. There are precious moments in amongst all of it. Okay, you guys keep looking and then go and hand out all the precious moments. But we have to remember, even if it can feel difficult to find a moment with God, a precious time in amongst all of this stuff, they are there, and it doesn't matter the size of it. Even the tiniest moment, the glimpse of God, can be enough to transform a life. After all, it is no mistake that Jesus came. God came to us as a teeny tiny fetus. Before he was even a baby, God came as the teeny tiniest thing to come and change our world, change our lives. We have to remember that for the shepherds who hurried off. Thanks, guys. Don't worry. I'll clear up the mess. This is the job for the rest of the day. For the shepherds, they came for just one night. One night they came and found this baby. But I bet that night changed their lives. For the wise men, they traveled for months and months and months for possibly one moment with that baby. But I bet that moment gave them the motivation to do all that traveling, and it probably changed their lives. We have to remember that when Jesus grew up, he told us that even the tiniest amount of faith, faith as small as a mustard seed, that teeny tiniest glimpse of who God is enough for us to see the majesty, the glory, the wonder of God. It doesn't have to be a big moment. The smallest glimpse, epiphany moment, that aha moment with God is enough to change your life, to transform your perspective, to change your priorities, because God is that powerful that even in the smallest glimpse, we can have a transformative moment. So I pray that for you, you might have one of those moments this Christmas. But don't just keep it for yourself. Remember that the teeniest, tiniest glimpse of God can transform a life. We can also pass that on, even if it's only the teeny, tiniest nod to God for other people. Maybe it's a smile at someone in the street, showing compassion for them. That is enough for that person to glimpse God in you. Maybe it is that phone call today to someone that you've been meaning to call to wish them a happy Christmas. That could change someone's day. The smallest thing that you do could change someone's life. I'm not being overly dramatic. It can. Because actually, God has the power in the teeny tiniest moments to cause huge change. So that is my prayer for you this Christmas, that you find these precious gems somehow today, over the next 12 days that we celebrate Christmas, over the next year, that you find a precious moment that is transformative for you. Amen.